Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salaamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of Lantern. On the continuation of this program, Lantern from IRIB English Radio, we'll listen to an interesting story, Chaos in a Restaurant. A son took his old father to a restaurant for an evening dinner. Father, being very old and weak, while eating, dropped food on his shirt and trousers. Other diners watched him in disgust while his son was calm. After he finished eating, his son, who was not at all embarrassed, quietly took him to the washroom, wiped the food particles, removed the stains, combed his hair, and fitted his spectacles firmly. When they came out, the entire restaurant was watching them in dead silence, not able to grasp how someone could embarrass themselves publicly like that. The son settled the bill and started walking out with his father. At that time, an old man amongst the diners called out to the son and asked him, "Don't you think you have left something behind?" The son replied, "No, sir, I haven't." The old man retorted, "Yes, you have. You left a lesson for every son and hope for every father." The restaurant went silent. One of the biggest honors that exists is able to take care of those older adults who ever cared for us too. Our parents and all those elderly who sacrificed their lives with all of his time, money, and effort for us deserve our utmost respect. If you also feel respect for older adults, share this story with all your friends.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear sisters and brothers all over the world. Welcome to a new episode of Lantern from IRIB English Radio. This is Zainab Musavi, and what we do in this program is to talk about the moral lessons and themes out of the stories you just listened to. Okay, today's story was about respecting parents. So today we want to talk about this highly emphasized topic in Islam. Now let's talk about the status of mothers in our religion. You know, a mother makes greater sacrifices towards the upbringing of a child in comparison to a father. Hence, the Almighty Allah has also granted the mother a higher status. Imam Zain al-Abidin explains, "The right of your mother is that you know that she carried you where no one carries anyone. She gave you of the fruit of her heart, that which no one gives to anyone. And she protected you with her all being. She did not care if she went hungry as long as you ate, if she was thirsty as long as you drank, if she was without clothes as long as you were clothed, if she was in the sun as long as you were in the shade. She gave up sleep for your sake. She protected you from the heat and cold, all in order that you might belong to her. You will not be able to show her gratitude unless through God's help and giving success."
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Mm-hmm. The pure religion of Islam has granted such a high status to a mother that if one is praying a recommended salat and the mother calls, then he or she should leave that salat and reply to her call. Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "If you are praying a recommended salat and if the father calls, then do interrupt your salat, but if the mother calls, then be sure to reply to her." Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam informs that Prophet Musa sallallahu alaihi wasallam requests that the Almighty tries for guidance. In the first instance, Allah, glory be to him, advised him thus, "Be careful of your duty towards me." The second time, Prophet Musa sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, God replied to him, "Be careful of your duty towards your mother." Only on the third occasion, he got the reply, "Be careful of your duty towards your father." Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam concludes that it is due to this that the right of a mother is 2/3, while that of the father is 1/3. Okay, dear listeners, it seems that our time for this episode of Lantern has come to its end. All we need to say is that respect brings respect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who obey their parents. If we desire to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be blessed, we must honor our parents. Honoring is not always easy and pleasant, but honoring is a specific path to our goal in a life that glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, as we have seen the importance of respecting parents in Islam, obey your parents in everything, for this is pleasing to Allah Almighty. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You want a good outcome? You want your life to work out? You want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you and to protect you and to look after you? You have to go and seek your parents' blessings. In fact, this is an amazing reality that I think many people miss. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, qarana, he has associated certain things with certain things in the Quran. The reason for that is quite obvious. It's to emphasize and highlight the significance of those items that he associates together. And he mentions a few examples, one of which he says, Allah associated prayer with paying zakat. In almost every verse in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةُ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةُ. If you pray but fail to pay your due share of obligatory alms, zakat, khums, obligatory sadaqah, then there's something wrong with your prayers. Then the Imam says, he says, وَقَرَنَ بِرَّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ, honoring your parents, respecting them, looking after them, obeying them with what? With what? بِعِبَادَتِهِ, with worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the unicity of God and acknowledging that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists. That is associated with honoring your parents. Look at these verses. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّهِ, God has decreed that you shall not worship anyone but Him. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, straight after that, and to honor your parents, to be kind to your parents. إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عَنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا, if they grow old, when they are in your company, if they reach an old age, whether one of them or two of them, these are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا, never express frustration towards them, even by saying uff. Oh.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. ألا بذكر الله تطمئن